frustrated you're at it? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition and Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We lift up your precious, powerful, mighty name. We know, Lord, that you have got a desire for each and every one of us to walk in divine health. And we are striving and we're going towards that, and we reclaim it. We confess it, we decree it, and we receive it. We walk in divine health. We come against all that the enemy tries to throw against us, and we stand in righteousness that you have put on our lives, and therefore we can come boldly into the throne of grace and look into our Father's eyes and just say, "Hi, Dad." And he just wraps his arms around each and every one of us. He loves us, and he takes care of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. Yesterday we were looking at healing, and God said, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways." Does that mean I cannot have godly thoughts and I cannot have God thoughts? Does it mean I cannot walk in the ways that God walked? No, it does not. So we're going to look further into this, because God's word is his will, and his will are what he's thinking. So when he says, "By the stripes on my back you are healed," well, therefore those are his thoughts. So I can walk in healing, but I've got to know his thoughts, I've got to know his ways, I've got to know the word, and then I can walk in his ways. And so let's pick up the service where we left off yesterday.
Romans 8:11, "But if he that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he that raised Jesus from the dead will also quicken or bring to life your mortal bodies by his Spirit which dwelleth in you." The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is the same Spirit that I say, "Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world." Amen. Amen. I know God's will by reading God's will. It's that simple. And now my thoughts line up with his thoughts. Now I walk in his ways. Psalm 37:23. "The footsteps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way thereof." Right? Write that down. Psalm 37:23. "The footsteps of a righteous man and woman are ordered by the Lord, and God delights in his way." Why? Because my will is his will, and I'm like Jesus. "Not my will, Lord, your will." I want to steal that thing. Whoa, do not steal. "Not my will, Lord, your will." Guy was telling a joke. He said, "I was a cleaner," an African guy from Africa. He says, "I was a cleaner, and I was trying to be righteous. So I cleaned some really rich houses," he says, "and I saw stuff there that I wanted to steal. But the Bible says, thou shalt not steal." He said, "But nowhere does it say, thou shalt not borrow." And so I know God's will. I know God's thoughts. Isn't that amazing? We can know God's thoughts. Remember the leper said to Jesus, remember this, "Lord, I know you can heal me. If it be thy will." If it be your will. What did Jesus say? "I will," healed him. "I will." I know God's healing. His will is for my healing. That's his will. And if I want to walk in the righteousness of health, then I've got to know that. And I've got to speak it out of my mouth. Visualize it. Speak it. Act on it. Exercise your faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost, your heavenly language. A lot. Pray a lot. Because sometimes we pray in English or Spanish or Chinese or whatever language we have, we pray in that language. And because we hear ourselves saying, "No, the doctor said it'll be this way the rest of my life, but I'm saying it won't," your mind is wrestling with all the negativity. And you're going to hear those "well" coming in. He says, "Take those thoughts captive." And it comes back, "Well, you know, take that thought captive." Well, and I'm telling you, it's a fight. Fight the good fight of faith. That's it. But when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you don't even know what you should pray for. The Bible says, as you ought. But when you begin to open your mouth, the Holy Spirit intercedes with you and through you, and he prays the perfect will of the Father. The perfect will of the Father. Amen. So therefore, if I'm praying God's perfect will, something good's about to happen. That's all I know. And now because he's bypassed the brain and he's gone straight to the spirit man, he's bypassed my brain. He does a spiritual bypass and he goes straight to the spirit. My brain can't hinder what I'm praying for because I don't have a clue what I prayed for. I don't know what I just prayed for. So how can I say, well, you know, cousin Nelly had that problem. And she, I might not have been praying for sickness. I might not have been praying for anything like that. So how am I going to mess it up? That's why double up your spiritual prayer life. Double it up. I'm telling you, these times you need to be praying in the Holy Spirit and you need to double it up. Besides the fact that Jude 20 says, building yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I edify myself. I build myself up. I become a better person. Things change in my life when I pray in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it says in Romans 12, 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. The way you think, your old way has to go. You see, my old way was this. Whoo, I'm sick. That's it. I'm broke. Hey, wait a minute. I just realized I'm sick and broke. I live on Grumble Alley. Right next to Gripe Street. And that's how I lived. My mind was in a rut. And my thoughts were not God's thoughts. And my ways were not God's ways. But then when I learned from the will of God that by the stripes on his back I am healed, I said, well, if I'm healed, then I've got to start speaking like I'm healed. And then God said, call things that are not as though they were. So I started saying, I walk in divine health. By the stripes on his back, I'm healed. If I was healed, or are healed, I is healed. And I just kept on. Jesus himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. And I started to change the way I thought by reading the word and then speaking the word.
Right. Amen.
Amen. That's the way you do it. And then seeing myself healed. I see myself playing golf. I see myself swimming. I see myself healthy. I see myself not in bed ever unless I'm sleeping. I don't see me sick in bed. Get up. Kenneth Hagin was claiming, I walk in divine health by the stripes on his back. And God stopped him and said, well, if you're here, and he had incurable heart disease. And he was crippled, basically, at the age of 15. He was dying. He had been given a death sentence. And he started studying and understanding. And his thoughts were exactly like I said, Manu, I'm sick, I'm broke, I'm miserable. I've got a heart disease. I won't make 20 because he was 15. I won't make 16 because I said he wouldn't. And God started to take him through the scriptures. Say to the mountain, be removed. And if you believe, you will have it. And then... You know, just how the devil just took him through this trip and said, yo, but you're not righteous and only the righteous can do that. And then he read about Elijah. He was a man just like us, and yet he said it wouldn't rain for 3 years and it didn't. Then he said it would rain and it did. So he started getting all this in his head. And they called for a Baptist pastor to come and pray for him. And the guy came and said to him, it won't be long now, son, and you'll be in glory. So he thought, well, what's going on? I mean, that guy's thoughts were not God's thoughts either. And he tried to project his thoughts onto Kenneth Hagin.
Amen.
And you will get well-meaning family members projecting their thoughts onto you. Oh, you better not do it.
Yeah.
You don't know. I know Aunt Susie tried that and she didn't live. Or so-and-so tried that business and it didn't work out. And they'll project their thoughts, which are not in line with God's thoughts, to you.
Yeah.
And you've got to stop those thoughts. Take those thoughts captive.
When
they say, well, I know Jane Lou and she didn't, and boop, you take the thought captive, put it down.
Yeah,
and they're trying to project thoughts and are not God's thoughts into your life. And you're having enough trouble with your own thoughts trying to line them up with God. I don't need your thoughts to tell me.
That's it. Amen.
Oh, the economy is about to pop. The bubble is about to go. We're going to end up in trouble. Those are your thoughts. And even if it does happen, God says he'll supply my every need. So you have to change your thoughts.
It's a paradigm shift. You have to change your way of thinking because your way of thinking is not God's way of thinking. And you want to have God's way of thinking. So I stopped saying I'm sick. I stopped saying I'm broke. I stopped saying I'm miserable. I stopped all of that. And I started to say what God said. Well, how did I know what God said? I started to read. Amen. I started to read. And listen, let me tell you what. This wasn't like, whoa, you came out of the womb with a Bible in your hands. Woohoo, quoting scripture. No, siree. So the day I decide, Lord, I want to read the Bible. I was Catholic, right? Lord, I want to read the Bible, because I never read the Bible, never. I'll never forget how I started. This is a laugh, but this is how it happened for me. I went to the bathroom, I took the Bible, and I opened page 1. In the beginning, God. By the time I got to page 5, I thought, this is worse. This is crazy. This is insane. Didn't understand a word. I thought, you're kidding me. This is like Disney. I didn't have a clue. And I tried. I kept pushing myself. Deuteronomy, oh my God. When I got to Numbers, I said, Lord, is this real? And I put the Bible down because I didn't have a clue. And then my friend said to me, he worked for me in my steakhouse, and he was a musician there, but he loved the Lord. And he told me every day, come to church with me, come to church. I said, no, I'm not going to church with you. You're nuts. You need a crutch. And oh, I was like that. But I loved God. I knew God. I met God when I was like about 6, when I was nearly dead. I was choking to death, and God spoke to me. And that's a story for another day. And what happened was, eventually I said, okay, I'll go to church with you. And I went to this church, similar to this one, big church, 5,000 people in there, seated, 30,000 members or 40,000. And this guy started to speak the word of God. Not his thoughts, God's thoughts. And he started to use scripture. I saw these scriptures and I said, what? What? No. You can't. What? God actually loves me? That he sent you? What? I thought God hated me. I thought he was angry at me. Are you kidding? And my thoughts, right from that day, I got saved that day. And from that day, I started to shift my thoughts. So I started reading the Bible. Then a pastor told me, no, let's read the New Testament. Put Job down. Don't read Revelation. Put it down. Let's read 1 John. The love of God, how God loves you, how he cares about you. Start reading that. And then I found out about healing. And I heard my pastor say, because I now got into this church, by the stripes on his back, you are healed. And I thought, what? By the stripes on his back, I'm healed? What does that mean? And I'm Catholic, I knew Jesus took 39 lashes on his back. But I didn't know there were stripes. I guess it left stripes, right? And then I started to get it. I said, wow, that's God. So if that's the case, why am I still sick? Why do I still get flu every year 2 or 3 times? Why? You know why this? I started to question. And then he started, and I started to get teaching. And I went to classes like this. And wow, and just more and more. God calls things that are not as though they were. And I realized I'm calling things that are, that are as though they are. Amen. When I'm feeling sick, I say, I'm feeling sick. When I'm broke, I say, I'm broke. And God said, no, you've got to call what you want. Call what you want. If you want the dog, don't call the cat. I want healing, but I'm saying, I'm sick.
I like that.
Listen, God calls things that are not as though they were. So now you're sick, right? You got flu. What's not? Healing's not. Just call things that are not as though they were. So I called healing. By the stripes on his back, I am healed. I'm calling what's not as though it was. By the stripes on his back, I am healed. You get it? By the stripes on his back, I am healed. I started changing the way I spoke. I started saying God. I started thinking like God. It's amazing. I think like God more now than I ever did. I've still got a long way to go. But when I don't know, I go and I find the scripture, what I need.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmer